For more than 22 years, shoppers have flocked to the Carousel Center Mall in Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that name goes in the history books today as the mall is rebranded as Destiny USA.
Over the years, Destiny has sometimes been a dirty word in Syracuse. Grand plans to expand Carousel Center into Destiny USA have been delayed, downsized, and in some cases scrapped. It's been the source of friction between politicians and developers, with the prudence of a 30-year tax break debated in coffee shops across central New York for more than a decade. For the grand visionary of it all, Pyramid Company's founding partner Robert Congell, the rebranding of the mall to Destiny USA is huge, even though the ride was bumpy.
We always would like to get together a little more, but a lot of things interfere, weather, politics, financing, but we're here today, and this is going to be our greatest achievement.
The official rebranding from Carousel to Destiny will happen here in what's called the Canyon, a wide boulevard three stories high lit by skylights. That light reflects off of shiny escalators that crisscross the canyon, adorned with greenery and painted in brown and red earth tones. A giant tree-like sculpture rises out of the center of the area, and it's these images, this feel, that mall manager Rob Schenick believes will define Destiny.
I think the canyon area that we're standing in today, with our architectural trees and the restaurants and the entertainment and just the energy of the canyon area, I think that's going to be the iconic piece of what people take away after they're on their first visit.
It's a whole different feel from the iconic piece of the original mall, this carousel, plucked from the remains of Roseland Park, refurbished and planted in the food court. The carousel is actually one of the few pieces from the original mall.
Over the course of the 22 years almost that the facility's been open, we've only had 30 tenants here the entire time.
Destiny partner David Aitken says the changes in tenants at the mall reflect a changing society. For example, the plight of bookstores in recent years.
Obviously, those larger format stores, some of them unfortunately haven't been successful as people have turned to the various forms of e-reader.
The other defining piece of Destiny, according to developers, is its LEED certification.
I think this is the largest green shopping mall in the United States, possibly in the world.
Rick Fedrizzi of the U.S. Green Building Council says the project achieved the pinnacle of green building designations earlier this year.
What this project did from the very beginning, 10 years ago, was basically look holistically at the whole idea of creating a space that actually did everything right.
All of the tenants are required to live up to the green goals of Destiny. Matt Lynch manages Cantina Laredo, a Mexican restaurant that just opened up in the canyon area.
And all the low high-efficiency air conditioners, water heaters, the lighting, all that stuff, from a business standpoint, you're going to save money, but you're also making an impact with the environment.
The irony, of course, is that the complex sits on what was a highly polluted piece of land. Something Congell emphasizes.
Eliminating the junkyard, the oil tanks, and putting this place up really makes you proud.
For now, Schenick says about 20 to 30 storefronts are filled, and in the meantime, work will go on in what becomes Destiny.
We're really transitioning from what's been a full-blown construction area for the last year and a half to an open operating destination shopping center.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.